can find the end of the sellotape in under 15 minutes. When the last time I did this, I was only 5 or 6. And now I realize everything's been going downhill ever since. Cause I still traipse the butts of my fags in with my feet. When the people, they still get cross, like I did when I was just 16. Like when the policeman said I was strange for keeping money under my cap. I ran off, and when I got back, he gave me a punch in the face. He said, "It's your word against mine, boyo." I said, "Well, here's look at you, kid." And he laughed. And now the ladybirds live in clusters in the corners of my windows, and they judge me as I get older, just like 1 million mothers. When will you ever learn? Ah, the insects say to me. I said, "Well, how should I know that? It's not like I'm clairvoyant." They said, "Don't answer back. You know your cheek won't work with us. You know you'd really better buck up, or we'll fly right up your ass." And I think I better put on my pants as I proceed to read my book, which is not 12 Rules for Life by Jordan fucking Peterson, which, if I remember correctly, is about keeping your room tidy whilst being a dick about it. The story of a misadventure I had the other day whilst trying to make a cup of coffee and a cheese toastie, which I think sums up the experience of being alive quite nicely. Well, I've been trying to make music again for everybody all day, but it just wasn't flowing at all. So instead I decided to do one of the menial tasks that I had to do on my list of menial tasks, which didn't require any emotion or thought. Like package and send 2 cool greenhouse tea towels, which were long overdue. But then when I went to fetch the iron, the cord was broken. Well, a mouse had chewed all the way through the wire. I thought, screw it, I'll send them with creases. But when I went to print out the addresses, the printer kept jamming. So I tried with a pen, but all the pens were either dried up or out of ink. So I wrote the addresses in lipstick, but I missed the post office by about 2 minutes. So I put everything off and decided to make a cheese toastie and a coffee instead, to ease my mind. There wasn't any butter, but I thought, okay, that's fine. And I smeared on some oil with a spoon, but the grill was stuck on high, and I wasn't able to pay much attention, and so the toastie turned ash black on both sides. I thought, never mind, but I'll just scrape the black off with a knife. But whilst I was doing this, all the scraped burn bits went into my coffee and ruined it. So I made another coffee, only this time I stirred it with the oily spoon by mistake. So now it had disgusting oily globules all in it, and by this time the toastie was stone cold. So I just